The Spirit comes to the nations. Acts 10, verse 1 to 11, 18. In the Roman capital of the region, Caesarea, there was a Roman military officer named Cornelius who was part of a company of soldiers from Italy. He was a respectable man, and his whole house feared the Creator. They regularly gave gifts of compassion to the poor, and they were humbly begging to the Creator for provision and protection through everything they did. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, the hour that Jesus died, Cornelius saw a vision of a messenger from the Creator coming to him and saying, "Cornelius!" Staring at him in fear, Cornelius said, "What is it, Lord?" He said to him, "Your prayers and your generosity toward the poor have been heard, seen, and remembered by the Creator. Send men to Joppa in order to summon a man named Simon Peter. Listen to everything he teaches you. He is staying as a guest of Simon, a leather maker, whose house is by the sea." When the messenger had left, Cornelius summoned two members of his house and one of his loyal soldiers. He explained everything to them and sent them on a 35-mile journey to Joppa. On the next day, while these men were on the road and almost to Joppa, Peter went up on the roof at noon to pray. Peter was hungry and wanted to eat, but while the food was being prepared below, he suddenly had a vision. He saw the heavens opened and a great sheet was being lowered to the earth by its four corners. All the animals of the earth and the birds of the air were gathered on the sheet. A voice spoke to Peter. "Get up, Peter! Sacrifice these creatures and eat." But Peter said, "No chance, Lord! I've always followed the law of Moses and will never eat anything dirty and unclean." The voice then said to Peter, "All of the Creator's creation is good and pure. Do not call it dirty and unclean." This happened 3 times, and then the object was taken back up into the heavens. While Peter was thoroughly confused about what this vision could mean, the men, which had been sent by Cornelius, stood outside the house. They began asking if Simon Peter was staying as a guest there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Creator's Spirit said to him, "Look! 3 men are looking for you. Get up, head downstairs, and go with them. Do not judge them for being Romans and foreigners, for I sent them to you." So Peter went down to the men and said, "Look, I am the one you are seeking. Why are you here?" They answered, "We were sent by Cornelius, a Roman military officer who is known by those devoted to the Jerusalem temple, to fear the Creator and participate in works of justice. Cornelius was commanded by a messenger from the Creator to summon you to his house so he could listen to your teachings." Peter then welcomed these foreign and unclean men into the house and gave them hospitality as his guests. On the next day, Peter and some of the apprentices in Joppa began journeying with Cornelius' 3 men. On the day after that, Peter entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had gathered his relatives and friends in anticipation of their arrival. When Peter entered the house, Cornelius fell down at Peter's feet in worship. Peter helped Cornelius to his feet, saying, "I am a human just like you. No man, not even the Roman emperor, should be worshipped." Peter saw that a great many people had been gathered together to meet him. Peter told them, "You are likely aware that it is inappropriate for someone devoted to the Jerusalem temple, like myself, to have fellowship with foreigners like yourselves. Yet just the other day, the Creator revealed to me that nothing he created is dirty or unclean. Therefore, I obediently came to you when you called for me. But I am curious, what caused you to call for me?" Cornelius responded, "4 days ago, at this very hour, 3 in the afternoon, I had been praying in my house, and suddenly a man stood before me in radiant clothing. He told me, 'Your prayers and your generosity toward the poor have been heard, seen, and remembered by the Creator. Therefore, send for Simon Peter. Listen to everything he teaches you. He is staying in Joppa as a guest in the house of Simon the leather maker near the sea. Therefore, I immediately sent for you, and you did a wonderful thing by coming to me. Now then, we are all here in the sight of the Creator to listen to everything that has been taught to you by the true Lord, not the Roman emperor, but the Creator himself." Peter said, "I am beginning to absorb the truth that the Creator does not care about the superficial appearance of things, like the background skin color, or nationality of a person. Instead, the Creator hospitably welcomes every single person who fears Him and lives a life of justice. The Creator sent His word of truth to the children of Israel in the person of Jesus. Jesus declared the gospel of the Creator's rule that is bringing peace and harmony to the earth. This Jesus, and not the Roman Emperor, is the chosen ruler of the earth. He alone is Lord over all. You certainly heard about and even saw what happened throughout all our province after John the Baptist began proclaiming a baptism of preparation and cleansing. The Creator filled Jesus of Nazareth with His Spirit and power. Because the Creator was with Him, Jesus traveled around healing and liberating all those who were enslaved by the satanic desire to be in control. We are eyewitnesses of everything He did in the land of Israel and in Jerusalem. Angered by what He was doing and teaching, those devoted to the Jerusalem temple, along with the Roman authorities, executed Jesus by nailing Him to a cross. But the Creator got the final word by raising Jesus from the dead on the third day. The resurrected Jesus appeared, not to all people, but to His apprentices who had been chosen by the Creator. Jesus appeared to us, and we ate and drank with Him after He was raised from the dead. Jesus instructed us to proclaim with our words and lives that He is the one chosen by the Creator to judge the living and the dead, and to bring healing to this broken earth. All the true prophets of the Creator proclaim this truth. All who live by radical trust in the teachings of Jesus will be free from the prisons and slavery of civilization. While Peter was speaking, the Creator's Spirit filled all those who were receptively listening to the word of Jesus. The circumcised apprentices who had come with Peter were stunned and completely caught off guard as they witnessed the gift of the Creator's Spirit filling these uncircumcised Roman foreigners. They heard these foreigners proclaiming the truth of the Creator in many different languages. Then Peter said, "How can we not baptize them with water into our community? They have clearly received the Creator's Spirit, just as we have." So Peter had them baptized into the way of Jesus, while they pledged their allegiance to Jesus as the Messiah and chosen ruler of the earth. They requested Peter to stay with them for a while and to teach them everything he could about Jesus. The representatives and members of the community of Jesus throughout the province heard that these Roman foreigners had also received the word of the Creator. So when Peter returned to Jerusalem, many circumcised Israelites began judging him, saying, "You broke our laws! You shared the table with men who are not circumcised!" Peter began carefully explaining what had happened, saying, "While I was praying in Joppa, I saw a vision of a great sheet coming down to me from the heavens. As I stared at it, I saw all the animals of the earth and the birds of heaven gathered upon it. Then I heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, sacrifice these creatures and eat.' And I said, 'No chance, Lord. I have always followed the law of Moses and will never eat anything dirty and unclean.' The voice spoke to me again, saying, 'All of the Creator's creation is good and pure. Do not call it dirty and unclean.' This happened 3 times, and then the sheet went away. Then immediately after this, 3 men were standing at the door of the house, having been sent from Caesarea to find me. The Creator's Spirit told me to meet with them without judging them for being Romans and foreigners. These 6 fellow community members standing with me here came along, and we entered into a house in Caesarea. There, we met Cornelius, a Roman military officer, who told us of how he saw a messenger from the Creator standing in his house and saying, 'Send some men to Joppa in order to summon a man named Simon Peter. This Peter will proclaim a message to you that will liberate and save you as well as your whole household.' When I taught them about Jesus, the Creator Spirit filled them, just like it had with us in the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord Jesus, as He used to teach us. 'John the Baptist baptized with water, but you will be baptized and immersed in the Creator Spirit.' If, after they trusted and pledged their allegiance to the Lord Jesus as the chosen ruler of the earth, the Creator gave them the exact same gift that He also gave us, then who are we to try and stop what He is doing?" When they heard these things, they backed down and began declaring the greatness of the Creator, saying, "Wow, the Creator has also given Jesus' radical change of life to Romans and foreigners."